just as we start our chat with Corey Norman, I just want to say I'm not in a financial position to help him out with that $20,000 fine, Laurie.
No, add the $10,000 suspended fine. We can't help you, or we can't help Corey, but it's a massive fine.
It's a big fine. Well, let's get the inside goss with Corey himself. G'day, mate.
Morning, how you going?
Good. Give us your take, mate, on the latest breach notice from the Eels to yourself. That is a $20,000 fine.
Yeah, look, you know, I take full responsibility. It, you know, it happened, you know, two, 3 weeks ago. You know, we've dealt with it with Brad and Bernie since then. And you know, I thought, we've moved on, but it came out yesterday and that's the way it is.
Did you think it was harsh?
Oh, mate, look, they're doing what they think's best, and there's no rules around what you can get, you know, fined for, and probably at the moment where we're going and how we're going, it probably isn't. You know, like I said, I'll cop it on the chin and move on.
Corey, do you think that's an indication that I'll put it to you, Parramatta don't want you? Or fining you that much?
Look, I've still got another year here, as well, and I'm worried about getting back on the field, you know, next week and just playing this, you know, this year out and having a, you know, better back half of the year. So that's what I'm worried about, and that's all I can worry about, to be honest.
Right. So you've got a foot injury at the moment?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. And you clearly want to get back out there. Have the officials at Parramatta said that to you or your management that you're allowed to have a chat with other clubs and maybe they would release you, Corey?
Look, they haven't had a chat to me, and I haven't spoke to my manager about it, so I'm not too sure. So, yeah, like I said, I'm worried about getting on the paddock next week and having a good back end of the season for the team.
And is a preference to stay?
Yeah, look, I've still got another year here, so if I can, that'll be good. But like I said, I'm worrying about things that I can control.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Corey Norman from the Parramatta Eels. Corey, it's an unfortunate thing. And when you've only got two wins for the entire year and so much expected of Para, and you're playing the halves, you know, everyone's always playing the blame game, or the outsiders are playing the blame game, I should say. Someone's got to carry the can. Do you feel like you're that person carrying the can at the moment?
Oh, look, I don't really, you know, think about that stuff too much. It might seem like it, but like I said, I'm worried about what I need to do and what I can control and stuff like that. But in saying that, when you're a top paid half and at a club and the club's not performing, the team's not performing well, you know, the first bloke they come for is you. So look, yeah, that's why I look at it.
Are you happy there?
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, like I said, I've still got another year here, mate. I'm worried about getting on the field next week. So. Stringing a few wins together this year.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, how is the leg and you're confident you'll be back next week?
Yeah. Look, I may have, could have pushed it for this week, but so hopefully it's only 1 week and I'll be running next week and back next week.
Just one final one. We haven't explained in this little bit, Corey, what exactly happened and what your fine was for, but it's been reported that it was for drinking while you were supposed to be recovering from an injury, but it was hard. Can you tell us, was it one drink? Was it a wild night out? What was it?
Yeah, I was out. I was out. It wasn't just one drink. I was out. And like I said, I'm disappointed that it happened. You know, I've worked pretty hard over the last couple of years to, get that stuff out of my game. So, I'm disappointed that happened. But like I said, I've taken full responsibility and I ain't going to shy away that I was out. And I've copped it on the chin. And like I said, this happened like 3 weeks ago. So, we've dealt with it indoors and I thought we were moving on. But it came out yesterday, and that's what it is. And, yeah, like I said before, I'm looking to get back on the paddock.
Yep, well, you just got to move on, Corey. You got to knuckle down, mate, and continue to play hard for Parramatta. Talking of Parramatta, they take on the Newcastle Knights. The mood, you know, you've been talking about how, you know, positive the team have been. Do you think that the season's over? Because it'd take a mighty effort. You're nearly going to win every game. So how do the boys keep motivated knowing that the season is all but over?
Yeah, look, I think, we've done it before when our points were taken away. We just got to keep, turning up for one another. We've got to do it for, you know, for us now and the fans. And it's not like we've been getting, you know, pumped every week. You know, we just haven't been taking our opportunity. So the boys are still in, you know, good spirits, and we just want to win and get off the bottom of this table.
Yeah, well, and your favourites, you know, against the Newcastle Knights.
Yeah. So they didn't have a good week last week, but no doubt I guarantee they won't be turning up like that again on Saturday. So the boys are ready. I think last year they did a number on us at ANZ as well. So no doubt the Newcastle Knights will be ready to play.
Yeah, you got a lot of injury concerns, mate. But Jared, what's the latest with him?
Yeah, look, I thought he would have been back this week, but I think it's next week. So hopefully he can get on the paddock too and play some footy as well. So it'd be good to see Jared out there. And I think he's not taking any risk and, you know, coming back a little bit too early, you know, for another setback. So, hopefully he can be on the paddock next week.
Corey, I understand you're a Queenslander. Very much the changing of the guard for Queensland and also New South Wales, by the way, mate, with 11 rookies coming into their side. But, you know, those, you know, Thurston gone, Smith gone, Cronk gone. I guess 2 years ago, you probably think when those guys went, oh, I'm a chance of wearing that Queensland jumper. Where do you think you're at now with that?
Yeah, look, I think my, you know, first bit of the season wasn't up to standards, and you know, Ben Hunt and Cameron Munster, they were, you know, in fine form. So, you know, congratulations to them boys. But yeah, I've just got to worry about, you know, the performance at Parra, and I've always said, you know, if you're playing good enough football, all that stuff will sort itself out. So, I've just got to get back to playing some good football and see what happens. But you know, hopefully them boys go well on next Wednesday.
Yeah, well, there's a great opportunity, Corey, if you can get yourself back and play some good football. That's what it's all about. It's all about if you fail, you get back into it, redeem yourself and go out there and play some good football. And people are very forgiving, mate. So we wish you all the best. Thanks for coming on this morning answering those questions. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Too easy. See you, boys.